Chapter 3. Caesar contemplated the grisly aftermath of the battle. Apes scavenged for weapons, stripping guns and ammunition from the bodies of dead human soldiers. A necessary task, but a distasteful one. The ape leader, still in his prime, turned away from the looting and slowly made his way toward the exposed trench, whose camouflage and defenses had failed to spare it from the humans' assault. The shattered remains of the wall were strewn across the landscape, testifying to the force of the enemy's explosives. Charred timber still reeked of smoke, and scattered brush fires needed to be put out. He watched grimly as ape bodies, not all of them intact, were lifted out of the blasted depths of the trench. He did not try to count the dead. There would be time enough later to tally their losses. For now, it was more important that the scores of wounded apes were attended to. He feared that despite the best efforts of their healers, many more of his people would succumb to their injuries in the hours and days to come. The apes' victory had been a costly one.
"The battle is over," he thought, "but the mourning has just begun."
Sentries posted in the trees kept careful watch just in case there were more humans afoot. Caesar trusted them to sound the alarm if necessary as he descended into what was left of the trench. Gorillas, chimpanzees, orangutans, and bonobos, injured or otherwise, looked up to gaze upon their imposing leader with awe and reverence. His very presence provoked a reaction from all present. Wide-eyed apes nudged each other, alerting their fellows to his arrival. Even the wounded roused themselves and raised their heads at his approach. Caesar was used to this response. He was their leader, after all, and their liberator. It was he who had unleashed the virus that had elevated their intelligences, and who had freed them from captivity in labs and zoos more than a decade ago. Now pushing 20 years old, Caesar had some gray around his muzzle, but his authority remained unquestioned. Conscious of his people's regard, he projected strength and fortitude. His hard, stoic expression displayed no sign of fear or weakness. Only the pain in his distinctive green eyes betrayed how much the suffering of his people affected him.
"Will the bloodshed never end?" he thought. "Will the humans never leave us in peace?"